Happy Christmas, everyone. I know what you're thinking. Martin's not going to release a podcast on Christmas Day, is he? Well, yeah, I am. Why? Well, because I normally do a little bit of work on Christmas Day anyway. But also this, which I think is really, really important. There's not much to do at Christmas once it's over, is there? So I'm pretty sure a lot of you will be getting time in the next few days where there's not a lot going on. Maybe the football's finished for a while, and you're not going to work. There's no school for the kids to go to. There's not much on, and yeah, it can be a bit of a time where we can sit down and do some learning. We can sit down and do some trading. Now, I'm going to talk about correct score trading today, and I'm going to talk about how I trade correct score in the Betfair trading markets. What I really would like, though, is you guys to feedback to me. Would you prefer that I do podcasts that are more geared towards strategies, more kind of focused on some practical side of trading? Or do you like the podcasts I do where I'm more openly talking about trading as a whole, looking particularly at subjects that other people don't really talk about? So I'd be interested to know what you like, or whether you just like what I currently do, which is kind of a mix of the two. If you want to give that feedback to me and you're not a member, just email me info@betfairtradingcommunity.com. Make sure you're signed up to our email list as well, because Ryan sends out the monthly newsletter, which is basically Betfair trading training for free. So just go to our site, betfairtradingcommunity.com, and sign up for that. Now, what's interesting today is that I think the correct score market is really popular. And the reason I say that is that every time I drop some content on it, it gets huge response, it gets huge feedback, it does really well. And it's not a market I've talked about that often. It's not a market that I develop a lot of strategies for. And the reason is that it's a complex market. The correct score market, it's not as simple as going, there's two outcomes, over or under 2.5 goals, for example. In that market, there's two outcomes. In the correct score market, there's lots of outcomes. I've never actually counted, but it will be more than 10, for example. So what's interesting with that is that there's a lot you need to think about, okay? So people often ask me, well, Martin, how do you trade correct score? And I'm going to talk to you about that now. So the first thing I do, and the first thing you should always do, is go to the BetfairTradingCommunity.com software, or if you're not on BetfairTradingCommunity.com, just maybe pick some matches that you're interested in that day, and then go and check out the recent results and the stats. But what I'm interested in, so what I do is I look at each match and I pick through the matches of the top leagues or whatever match I want to be watching and trading that day. And I click onto that match, and on the software, it will tell me the full-time scores that they've had. The last 10 for the home team at home and the last 10 for the away team away. So I will get 20 results, basically. And what it will do is it will tell me how often that result has happened in those 20 games. So you might get a situation where, 0-0, has a 1 next to it, and that means that there's been one game in the last 20 where it's been 0-0. So in the last 10 home games for the home team or away games for the away team, it's been 0-0 once. And that's interesting, because that might be the home team. The home team might have had that 0-0, or the away team. They won't have both had it, because there's only one outcome, okay? Now, what I do with that information is that I look for common scores. So what you might see is that, hey, 1-1. Oh, look, that's happened 6 times out of 20. That's a really high percentage. Okay, that's probably going to be the biggest amount of games out of 20 that you're going to get, because there's so many different score lines. But anything around 4, 5, or 6 games plus is quite a strong indicator that this score line could be likely to happen. Now, let's say we use that example of the 1-1 scoreline, and I go, okay, cool, 1-1, let's say it's happened 5 times out of 20. Let's make the percentage really. So 25% of the time, I know that it's 1-1 at full time. However, I keep looking, and 2-1 happens, let's say, 4 out of 20. So suddenly, 20% of the time, 2-1 happens, and then 1-2 happens 3 times out of 20, maybe. And suddenly, we've got a situation where 13 out of the 20 results revolve around three score lines: 1-1, 2-1 to the home team, and 2-1 to the away team, which is going to be 1-2 in that instance. That's really interesting because these scores are connected. And what I mean by that is, if a match goes 1-0, all three of your correct score trades are still live, are still valid. If the match goes 1-1, obviously your first trade is in a very good position and your other two are very strong. The next goal is not going to kill your trade. And then, obviously, if it goes 2-1 at any time, you're in a good position. But here's the other thing. If it goes 2-0, you lose the 1-1 trade and the 1-2 trade, but your 2-1 trade becomes a lot more likely. So what you're doing here is you're connecting score lines that are close together and have a higher percentage of happening, chance of happening. Because what you're really trying to do is turn around and go, these are the value ones to trade. These odds will go shorter in play if I expect what I expect to happen happens. And that's a massive, massive thing in trading. Too many people overlook that. Now, you might say, okay, cool, Martin. Do you only do that with 1-1? No, I don't. I look for the common scores. So let's say you get a situation where, 2-0's quite a popular scoreline. So let's say 5 of the results out of the 20 were 2-0 to the home team. And then you look and you go, oh, hang on. 3-1 has happened, let's say, 4 times. Okay, suddenly 9 of your 20 outcomes are either 2-0 or 3-1. And then maybe you fill that gap. So you go, well, how could I fill that gap between 2-0 and 3-1? Maybe I go for 2-0 or 2-1. The thing is that in these scenarios, what you're doing is you're trying to connect up the scores. I'll usually trade 2 or 3 score lines maximum. Okay, I'm not going to go more than that because you're diluting the odds a lot. Okay, but the beautiful thing with the correct score market is that the odds are quite big. So even the favorite in correct score will usually be around 6.0 on Betfair before the start of the match. And obviously, if the match flow goes the way you're expecting, then you're in a good position. Now, one other thing I often like to do, and I don't really count this as a separate trade on another score line because it's such a minimal one, but I will cover the nil-nil. And I will put enough on that I will break even if it's nil-nil. And the reason I do that, especially on some of the higher scores, like when I'm looking for 2-0 or 3-1, is that essentially I know that a nil-nil could be a killer. And I know that I don't want to be sitting there just in a terrible position unless there's a goal and going, well, I'm going to lose my full stake unless there's a goal. I want a situation where I can go, you know what, I'll be bailed out if it's nil-nil. So if I'm wrong, I get bailed out. And if I'm right, the score lines probably go the way I'm expecting, and therefore I make a profit. It's a really, really sensible way to trade. Okay, and that's kind of how you can find these score lines that are worth trading. Look at how many have happened in those last 20, look at the percentage of that, and if those three outcomes are high and they're all connected, I think that's a good trade for a correct score. Now, with correct score trading, I don't do set and forget. It's too risky because I'm not really trying to guess what the full-time score is. Like with a lot of Betfair trading, I couldn't actually care less what the full-time score is. All I care about is greening up in play. All I care about is that game flow goes the way I'm expecting to a degree, and I get a chance to take my profit. And when the first goal goes in, so let's say you've done this. Let's go for the 1-1, 2-1, 1-2 scenario. All right? And you've backed, let's say you just put a tenner on each of the three stakes. Now you're sitting at 30 liability. Now, let's say 0-0 is odds of 16 or something like that, and you put a couple of quid on to cover. So you're covered now if it's 0-0. You'll lose £2 if there's a goal, but it's not in the world because any goal is going to help your trade in theory, especially if it's in the first half. So you get to trading that, and suddenly a goal goes in. It's 1-0. It's, 30 minutes have gone. It's kind of gone how you're expecting. The market will shrink the price of 2-1. It will shrink the price of 1-1. And 1-2, it may also shrink the price. So you're in a good position on all three of those outcomes at that point. And this is the great thing about correct score. What I would do in that scenario is I'd minimize my liability. So I'd maybe cut half my liability. Suddenly, so let's imagine this £30 stake. Suddenly I'm using a £15 stake because I've traded out and the odds have gone my way and I've managed to get in a good position. All with the intention that long before the full-time whistle is blown, I'm going to remove all my liability and ideally green up. And I actually did a really good YouTube video on this. You should go and watch it from earlier in the year. And that's one, if you just Google or YouTube, sorry, Betfair Trading Community correct score, it will come up. And I did it in maybe September, right? Now, what is the absolute key is having a plan when you're trading. So, let's say the scenario I've got half my liability out. Let's say it goes 1-1. I'm going to remove all my liability and I might even green up at that point because the odds are probably going to be huge in my favor. And in case it goes 3-1, I'm going to want to take the profit. Again, I want to be out of this market before the full time whistle. One of the biggest mistakes Betfair traders make on trading strategies is that they stay in the market too long. When the market goes your way, take that as a nice thing and take advantage of that. And we hear about this all the time on cricket, right? So if you're not on the forum, there's a really good cricket thread and people who've done really well on that. And they will always say, when you're in a good position, hedge, get some of it out because it can turn so quickly. And it's exactly the same in football. So let's say we get to that scenario where it's 1-1 and we've actually been able to green up because all three of our original bets have shortened in price. Now, let's say you get another scenario where it's 1-0, you've taken on off half your money. Suddenly it goes 2-0, and your 1-1 and 1-2 bets are lost. Now, here is where you could be a little creative, and this is why the fact that you get bigger odds in this market is helpful. Because in this scenario where suddenly it's 2-0 and you've only got 2-1 covered, it's a dangerous scoreline. It's a dangerous scoreline because if it goes 3-0, you've lost all your bets. You've lost your whole stake. Well, you've lost half your stake, so you've already half the green. I don't want to get into this position. So what I would do here is I would then look at what you could cover, depending on what time the goal is scored. Now, if the goals are scored early and it's 2-0, maybe you want to have a look at covering any unquoted, thinking there's going to be four goals to the home team. Remember, you've still got the 2-1 bet live, so you can keep that and that's not going to go anywhere. Maybe you look at a score line like 3-0, because suddenly you've got a situation where you've got 2-1 covered, but now you've also got 3-0. So if there's one more goal, you'll be in a good position. One of your trades will be winning on the next goal, okay? And assuming the game's not nearly finished, you're going to be sitting in a nice position on that 2-0 anyway. So you'll suddenly have three of the most likely outcomes, probably the three most likely outcomes in your favor. And again, a lot of this is putting insurance in when you're trading, but that's what you should be doing. You want to protect your bankroll, you want to protect your money. And that's really key when trading the correct score market. Use lower stakes because the odds are big. Okay, guys, I'm going to leave it there. This doesn't need to be a long one. I'm teaching you. I hope you've learned a lot about correct score today. If you do need any help, info@betfairtradingcommunity.com. Thank you for what has been a fantastic year. Thank you for contributing, for listening, for just being a part of the greater betfairtradingcommunity.com family. I hope you have a fantastic new year, an utterly brilliant one, and I will see you in the new year.